All right, we'll get started with this afternoon's discussion session. Dr. Adams?
Thank you, Mr. Pegler. This afternoon, we're here to review the minutes of the February 22nd legislative impasse hearing and the two articles that are in question. So with that, Mr. Chair, we do have the tape ready with those particular areas.
Great. So we're going to listen to the audio tape from the regarding the two issues that are in question, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Which one are we listening to first? What is this?
Okay, the first one is on, let's find it in your book. If you go to page, where it says agenda, and agenda,
okay.
And behind that are the superintendent's recommendations that you had. And we're going to go to page, the first one is page 6 of 9.
Okay.
And it's professional compensation and fringe benefits. Article 19.3, compensation and pay schedule. And then the second one is on the following page, and that is the fringe benefit, SDIRC's health insurance proposal.
And that's page 7 of 9?
And page 7 of 9.
Next, we're moving on to
page 19 of the superintendent's.
Thank you. Page 19 of the superintendent's PowerPoint and page 24 of the IRCEA's PowerPoint, and this is Article 19, Section 3E. The superintendent has recommended rejecting the IRCEA's language. Is there a motion at this time?
Move approval of the superintendent's
recommendation
for the IRCEA.
Thank you, Mrs. Johnson. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Ms. Jimenez. Mrs. Johnson, would you like to speak to your motion?
Again, this is recurring expenses that we don't have recurring dollars for. It also is, I think it, we do not want to bind ourselves by something that with the new statute we would, regarding performance pay, that we have to adopt by 2014.
Anyone else? Mrs. Disney.
Well, the way this reads, it's like the people that get health insurance get a $35 raise. And
We're on 19. Page 19 of the superintendent's.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm trying to get home. You caught me. I was trying to get on to the next thing.
So you were ahead of yourself.
Sorry.
Oh, do you not want to speak on this one?
I think I've said my piece on this part.
Anybody else?
Bless your heart.
And again, we're on Article 19, Section 3E.
On page 19.
Page 19. We have a motion and a second. Would anybody else like to speak? In that case, I'd like to call for a vote. All in favor of the superintendent's recommendation, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Opposed.
4-1.
No kidding. Okay.
And the challenge to this is?
If you go into your agenda, you can see on at the very back, it's where it says the minutes of the meeting. It had the original and the amended.
Where are we?
Where are we?
The blue tab on my...
Oh, we're not under agenda, we're under minutes. Blue tab.
Okay.
And there's the agenda. And if you go back, the first one is the original, see where it says original at the top in pencil?
Right.
And then if you go to the next, meeting, it has the amended. And if you go down to the bottom of the page...
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't understand what the controversy is about here. Common sense tells you this is something, number one, that Mr. McCain voted against. I think he knew what he was voting against. I think that what is written here is in compliance with what the superintendent's recommendation was. And just because my statement was not verbatim of the superintendent's recommendation, I don't see a problem. I don't quite understand the problem. I don't understand why that is a problem. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't think this is a recommendation Mr. McCain is willing to change his vote on. I don't think this is a recommendation that in any way indicates that this absolutely is what... is it verbatim of what my motion is? No, but I don't think any of our... If that's the case, then every time we make a motion, we're going to have to restate what's already been stated and disregard what the superintendent's recommendation is. I mean, that's ludicrous. Mm-hmm. I just don't see a problem.
Ms. Menez?
Yeah, I actually, looking at both of them, if we're worried about the verbatim was to make the motion to accept the superintendent's recommendations for IRCEA. It's obvious that we are accepting the recommendation of the superintendent. This was not put forth by the IRCEA. Oh. This is, if it were the IRCEA's recommendation, then we have a problem. But really, the intent is transparent. The intent is obvious. If we need to put down superintendent's recommendation for IRCEA, I guess what we have to decide is if these minutes have to be verbatim. And my understanding is that they don't, because we have the recording, right, if anybody would like to follow up. I do see why there was the complaint in terms of the addition of to reject and to strike all, because those were not set.
That was not
so
set.
So that is a fair assessment. And I can see the argument. So I just, you know, what would the process be to just make sure that those, the language that does not, was not said is excluded? I mean, that would be the only recommendation I would have, but it's obvious that we were accepting the superintendent's recommendation. There's no doubt in my mind, and I seconded it, and that's what I understood and what I believed I seconded.
Mrs. Johnson?
Yeah, I'd just like to follow up on that. And this is discussion. We're not going to vote here. We will be voting this evening. But I think you've made a good point. If you look at, and I think we all have copies. I know I've shared with other board members, and I know Ms. Disney and I both sat in on Dr. Slaughter's, when we were elected our first year, on Dr. Slaughter's guidelines for what you do and do not put in minutes. And you do not put verbatim in minutes. You put what the motion was and what the action taken was, and then you refer back to your agenda. And if it says support the superintendent, that's what you're supporting. There is no gray area here. There is nothing that, in my mind, needs to be questioned. And as I said, if that's the case, then I think, considering Mr. McCain's comments or indications, he certainly does not want to reverse his. I don't think he wants to reverse his vote on that.
Mr. McCain, did
no,
you?
No, you know, I voted as I thought then, I thought now. Could we, looking at the original minutes, which is about a few pages before that?
Page five.
Page five. Well, there's two page fives.
They're both fives.
There's one
so,
that's addendum to minutes
but one
number
says
two.
Original.
Uh-huh. Right. For the originals, why didn't we just put Ms. Johnson moved approval of the superintendent's recommendation, period? That's all that happened.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
I agree with you. Perfect. That's way, because it was, that's what I heard,
that's
and
the
then
essence.
The rest of it was almost, that was in, it was like collateral language, it was move approval of the superintendent's recommendation, period, and then somebody, I don't even remember if it was the same person.
It was probably me.
Okay. So I agree with Mr. McCain.
Okay. I'm happy with that.
Mrs. Disney?
Yes, thank you. The objection that I heard from Ms. Weatherstone is that by rejecting the language, what we should be doing is going back to the original contract language.
No.
However, the discussion that we had by Dr. Adams' explanation of the item was to, I believe you said something to the effect that this would effectively remove the accomplished educator bonus
yes.
completely, mm-hmm. something to that effect. So
I can't remember my exact words. It was a big, long discussion. One of the other things that was pointed out to us, if you look at the blue and the black underline in the superintendent's recommendation, that it was indicated that, and let me go back to my notes on this. That the proposal to resolve the impasse issue showed the union's proposed pay performance scheme line through in blue, which we were rejecting. They were coming back. The accomplished educator was gone. They were bringing their proposal forward to us, okay? And we struck through that. And existing language in the contract being struck through in black as also being rejected. So they had brought forth a proposal because accomplished educator was no longer effective under new language.
Thank you. So to finish my thought, as a result of your explanation and what I had in front of me, which was the IRCEA's PowerPoint, because the font was so big, I could see it really well. What I was voting on was to strike all the language under mm-hmm. that section, that it would effectively be gone. So that's what I voted for.
Right. And that's what the recommendation was.
Okay.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Ms. Jimenez.
So then in summary, what is going to happen as a result? Are we going to revise and include Mr. McCain's recommendation?
So tonight?
It's an action item.
Today, at this moment, you're just having a discussion.
Okay.
Tonight, you'll be asked, it's on your agenda, I believe, to approve minutes with regard to the legislative meeting. What I would suggest is, since there isn't time between now and that meeting to actually produce another set of minutes for you, is whoever makes the motion, if that's your will, to make a motion that specifically revises the sentence that you've just been talking about, and perhaps state what you want the sentence to say, or state specifically the language you wish to be deleted, just so that we're crystal clear what you would like your minutes to say.
Okay.
Dr. Adams.
Yeah, and could I go back, because it is important that we understand, you know, what happened here, and I just want to go back because we've made some notes as we've gone through, is that the current contract language did have the accomplished educator bonus of 5% of the MBU's base pay. Throughout negotiations with IRCEA, the union proposed to delete that in its entirety and instead substitute a pay-for-performance scheme for 3 consecutive years, which that's what's in here. The superintendent rejected that proposal and instead proposed to delete the entire section, which effectively eliminates the accomplished educator incentive bonus. So that's
the words I remember.
Yes.
Anybody else on that? Okay, we'll move on to the second item.
This is the statement.
And the second item is 19.4 fringe benefits. And if you look in your agenda and the superintendent's recommendation, it shows the proposal, the memorandum of understanding between the school district and IRCEA, and the 4 options, which was the proposal that the board had made to the IRCEA.
And this is under the agenda, February 22nd, page 7 of 9?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
So everybody has that. Thanks, Wiley.
Okay, now.
Okay, moving on now to page 20, the superintendent's recommendation. The PowerPoint and page what?
28.
It's Mr. Gresta. Okay, we're now on Article 19, Section 4A, which is regarding health insurance. The proposed language from the IRCEA was IRCEA wants the school board to increase their member contributions to $440 per month, per member per month, up from $405 per member per month. The plans are not the issue. And the superintendent has recommended rejecting that language. Is there a motion?
Mrs. Disney?
Move approval. Second.
Is there a second? Mrs. Disney, would you like to speak to your motion?
Yes. Since not all employees receive the health insurance, those that receive it would be getting a $35 raise, and those that don't have the health insurance would not be benefiting from this. So if we have $35 per employee to give, let's put it in the paycheck and not in the insurance.
Anyone else? Okay. The thing I wanted to say about it is I understand, certainly understand the concerns. The board, in my opinion, worked very hard to come up with the four plan options that had differentials on purpose so that there would be health insurance available to really anyone across the spectrum that needed it. And I think that we did that, and therefore I am supporting the superintendent's recommendation. Anybody else? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Opposed.
4-1.
Once again, it's not rocket science.
No.
The recommendation was to reject the IRCEA language. The motion was to move approval, and the sentence, Mrs. Disney Brombach, move approval, is what was said, but what was said previously was of the superintendent's recommendation to reject the IRCEA language. She did not say that, but that was the intent. That was what was said before, and I don't see a problem with it. I really don't, unless we feel that it has to be done verbatim, which makes, you know, I think the intent of this is to allow the community to be educated on what actually happened at the meeting, and not everybody's going to go listen to the tape. So this truly does reflect what happened, and it's unfortunate that we have to spend this time. I hadn't heard these at the last board meeting. My bad, I only listened to one of them, but it's obvious that at least for me, that the recommendation was to reject the language, and a board member moved approval, and we voted 4-1 to do so. So I don't see a problem with this.
Mrs. Disney.
Thank you. Well, whereas in the first item we discussed, it was the original minutes that more accurately reflected what was said. In this case, it's the amended minutes where all I said was to move approval of the superintendent's recommendation, and so when you amended it, was it you, Chairman, that amended those minutes with, to cross out to reject the IRCE language? That was a correct edit, I believe, and I think that's the minutes that should stand for that particular item.
Mrs. Johnson, did you have anything?
Yes, actually, no. I'll save my comments till this evening.
Okay,
it's much more appropriate then.
And I went on my litany about why I was voting the way that I did, and it was to adopt, obviously, the four options that we had, and we talked about the price increase, so my intent was very clear.
But you were not making a motion.
I know. But just to, you know, in the context of what we were talking about, it's clear. So.
That's right.
Anybody else? Nothing else? Dr. Adams?
No. Thank you, Board, for taking the opportunity to go over it, and we'll bring it forth tonight as an action item.
Thank you. Yes. All right, we're adjourned till 6.
Yay.